producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a lot of problems. It's because we don't follow the rule of law. We don't follow the Constitution.
By the way, Ron Paul cannot get elected. I'm sorry to tell you.
Robert Scott Bell.
Just one day after a raid on his farm, a local man goes back to selling raw milk.
We're hoping that one day the government won't make it so difficult to have that right to choose the food he wants.
Robert Scott Bell.
Your new tax plan is going to tax me more, isn't it?
I think when you spread the wealth around, it's good for everybody.
I don't think there's any doubt he intends to see the wealth redistributed in this country.
It's my money, and I need it now!
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
In honor of Super Don's birthday, let's do a little Christmas music, shall we? Let's do that. He likes it solemn and to the point. Happy birthday, Super Don! Oh, even goats can get in the Christmas spirit, so why can't you? We're going to talk about it a little later. There's a technique, evidently a technology, that can detect the Christmas spirit. The Bah Humbug gene. I don't know if it's a gene or if it's an environment thing, and we'll get into that. It's just you and me, folks, this hour, because Super Don does have the night off. He's out in Alexandria, Virginia. I don't know if I'm supposed to say that, but he's out to see The Force Awakens. And although I can't play you what he linked, a local CBS affiliate down there, of all the people in the crowd lined up to go in to see The Force Awakens, they picked our humble and lovable producer, Super Don, on his birthday to be the featured interviewee about the excitement to the new Star Wars movie. So tomorrow we'll hear that interview on the air, I'm sure. But for now, happy birthday, Super Don. Enjoy your time with your family, friends, loved ones. We appreciate you. And man, oh man, happy birthday. Just enjoy it. But you bet. And the thing is, yesterday when I told him to absolutely go, I said, just don't bring me back any Star Wars spoilers. I don't want to know. And the next thing he did, he posted on Facebook, on my Facebook page, a spoiler with a Star Wars bumper sticker on it. No, an honest-to-goodness spoiler you put on the back of a car, that kind of an air spoiler. That was pretty nifty, Star Wars spoilers. I guess a lot of people don't want to know. Anyway, as we start out today, second hour, I want to thank Jonathan Emord and Norm Singleton and Cheryl Chumley for being on board with us. Op-ed, of course, for helping me with the notes each and every day, and you can see them at robertscottbell.com, robertscottbell.com, where you'll link to all of our wonderful sponsors that stand up for this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty, and I appreciate them. There are banners. Just click on them. Say thank you from all of us here. That's what makes this message go on and on and on in a good way. We got a big question of the day today about a story we covered, I believe, yesterday or the day before. Good news, kids taking fewer and fewer drugs, and our listener wants to know, is that accurate? We're going to get to that. Also, feeling out from our listeners in Flint, Michigan, there's a state of emergency there based on the water quality. We'll talk about that. And if you want to call in, the lines are open, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. But guess what? I'm right again. Yeah, I know. I try not to get cocky about this stuff, but I'm actually pleased. It's not about me, just for fun. But the things we've been saying about cancer for a long time here on the Robert Scott Bell Show are bearing out as the scientific scrutiny comes down, even though the quackbusters refuse to acknowledge it. What is it I'm talking about? Here's the headline. Cancer is not just bad luck, but down to environment, a study suggests. And this is a BBC story. BBC health editor James Gallagher answers questions about this new cancer study. And he starts by saying, cancer is overwhelmingly a result of environmental factors and not largely down to bad luck. Now, this is not new news for you here, if you've been listening to this show for a long time, but this is significant. This is huge news for the BBC to acknowledge such a thing like this. I mean, this is a big study in regards to what it's indicating. So the last time we covered a story recently about this, they were talking about it's all about bad luck mostly. Remember, we've covered the, I don't know if the article is here. Yeah, I think there might be a link to it. But it's down to bad luck. Yeah, okay, smoking too, but really it's about bad luck. It's all in your genes, right? This is the victim state of consciousness. This is the victim mentality that makes me want to hurl, right? And the new study that's published in the journal Nature, it used four approaches to include only as little as 10% of cancers. We're down to the way the body naturally functions, or luck. Never tell me the odds, as long as we're on a Han Solo moment. Never tell me the odds. No, it's not about odds. It's about the environment. And in this case, the guy's saying, experts are saying the analysis is, oh, well, it's pretty convincing. Really? Now, how are we to look at this? Because there are folks like Angelina Jolie who believe it's about the luck of the draw or the luck of your genes. They believe this so strongly that they're willing to preemptively remove body parts that they think will become cancerous simply because they have a genetic aberration, if it can even be called that. And yet, the reality is so much more empowering, so much more exciting, so much more uplifting. That is, even if you have cancer running in your family, like I have, with aunts and uncles and grandparents dying of cancer, or in truth, the treatment for the cancers that they suffered, does it necessarily mean that I or my children will? Now, if I step back and look environmentally, I'll say the risks are as great or greater than ever for anyone to develop cancer in their lifetime. We see that the statistics bearing that out, 1 in 2 men, 1 in 3 women, with predictions going up to 1 in 2 of all humans, which means men will be almost 1 in 1 or 1 in 1.5 soon. This is where it's going. But remember, there's no such thing as a genetic epidemic. So the reality is we're dealing with an environment that's out of control. And you know, Al Gore is out of control because he and his global warming cronies and minions didn't go for the winning argument when they argued that, hey, the earth is changing, the climate is changing, it's warming. Instead, if they were really serious about making a change, a transformation for the better, they could have argued about global pollution, global intoxication. And there would have been a limited pushback in terms of the science is not settled. In fact, there's so much science on it, but the science is scary for the industries and the governments that facilitate the pollution being let out to such a degree that it is impacting our cancer risk. And yet some of these global warming alarmists have said, well, you know, nuclear, that's the clean energy. And yet one of the largest causes of cancer in the 20th and 21st century has been the rising levels of background radiation since we entered the nuclear era, from nuclear bomb testing to actual dropping of bombs in war, Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and now the basic meltdown, if you will, of Fukushima, and other leaks that are really underreported that you have to go to ENE News to find out about. And this background radiation is pretty invisible. The food still looks like the food. We're not seeing Godzilla come out of the ocean necessarily, but we are seeing a lot of die-off in the ocean. And so the environment is playing the big role here, but yet, why did Al Gore and the global warming alarmists, now they say it's climate change and the climate's always been changing, why did they choose an argument that they could never win or they could never lose? Because you can't disprove climate change because the climate is always changing. But it was an argument that they knew would be only divisive and only separate the right from the left. The Hegelian dialectic can play it out because they never cared to actually change the environment for the better. All they wanted to do was set up carbon credit trading schemes, a new way to print money out of thin air and allow the polluters to keep polluting while the elitists of the world continue to bloat their ability to control and rule us through economics and other mechanisms and means, under the guise of trying to protect people from the rising water, despite the fact that we see the rising ice, if you will, in Antarctica. Now, I am not here to argue for polluting the environment even more. I've never been that way. But the point is, they are arguing for something that they will never win the argument over. It's a loser of an argument. And here we come back to the cancer equation. Because the argument that they didn't go for, they didn't go for specifically so they wouldn't have to acknowledge their cronies in the pharmaceutical industrial complex actually contributing to the rise of cancer on this planet via their medicines, via their vaccinations, via their treatments, or even before the treatments for cancer, their detection technology for cancer. And this is another reason why the global warming climate change people are deranged. And they're nice people. Don't get me wrong. There are a lot of nice people that are, you know, they like the environment. I'm not saying it, but they've been duped as well. And they've been sucked into ignoring the reality of the danger of what we're doing to the environment. It's what we're doing to us. Because the idea that we have to save the planet is ludicrous. The planet will be much happier without us on it, if that were the case, if we end up going down this road of self-destruction as we've been for a long time. And we'll take ourselves out by cancer in the case of increasing use of pesticides, genetically engineered, genetically modified foods, etc., additives, preservatives, colorings, flavorings, herbicides, fungicides, heavy metals, GMOs we mentioned, plastifiers. I mean, these are the things of the petrochemical age. And you don't want to acknowledge that because it means you would have to clamp down on those industries that are polluting. They would have to take responsibility for what they've done to us, and it would put them out of business. Case in point, why they had to pass the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Court program, because the vaccine manufacturers would have gone out of business, and we'd have all been healthier if that were the case. So I swayed a little bit this way and a little bit that way to open up this hour, just to let you know they're finally catching up and acknowledging that the real cause of cancer is environmental, not genetic. And it's upwards of 90%. 90%. 90% of all cancers caused by the environment now being acknowledged in the mainstream media. What is going on? They can no longer deny the facts, obfuscate the truth, although they'll continue to do so. The things we're doing right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show are leading you back to a healthier life, because we're bringing the power to heal back to you where it belongs. But what about in Flint, Michigan? What can we do to help them? A disaster, a state of disaster and emergency in Flint, Michigan. Why? Because of the water source. Who poisoned the water hole? We're going to talk about it when we come back. Check out the links at robertscottbell.com.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA. Covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Cancer is not necessarily a death sentence. We know that if you watch The Truth About Cancer. But it doesn't even need to happen. But you got to be very vigilant in what you do because the environment is degrading all around us, particularly with the background radiation I mentioned. And you need, as I do every day, take extra selenium. I do the EMF detox. We do One World Way, the silvers. And there's so many things we can do, yet is it going to be enough? I don't know. But I will say that I am not going down just going, oh, well, it's just, I'm not a woe is me kind of guy. I want to take charge of what we have the obligation and duty and capacity to take charge about. And that is, you have some control over your environment. I know we don't have control over every aspect of it, but every bit that we have control, we must take that control. That is an obligation. And if you don't, of course, you may end up in that, oh, I was victimized by my genes. No, your genes were altered because of that environment. Now, what if you're in Flint, Michigan, right? There are folks that are stuck in a place where they have no earthly idea that there's something disastrous happening in their environment, partly because they don't listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show yet. But another part of it is because there's fluoride in the water supply, and there's much more in the water supply there. Dangerous levels of lead have prompted a state of emergency to be declared up there in Michigan, Flint, Michigan. Now, evidently, Flint wanted to save some money. Instead of pulling its water from piping it in from Detroit, they said, let's just get it from the Flint River. And I don't know whose idea that was to not run an environmental study of some kind or at least analyze the water. What is going to be coming through the pipes there? I mean, there's a lot of history with the Flint River and pollution. It's not an unknown, and I don't even live in Flint, and I knew that. But Flint Mayor Karen Weaver declared a state of emergency Monday in response to what she called the man-made disaster caused by the city switching to the Flint River as a water source. They had disconnected from Detroit's water supply in April of 2014, and that switch resulted in elevated levels of lead. And I've heard reports of even mercury. Where there's lead, there's mercury. Where there's smoke, there's fire, right? And remember, too, because they fluoridate, you know, if they wanted to save money, all they had to do was stop fluoridating. They probably would have saved hundreds of thousands of dollars, potentially. At least tens of, I think Flint is big enough that it might have been significant, the amount of poison fluoride they put in. And what that did is it guaranteed even more of the uptake through those old pipes of that lead and other heavy metals into the children in particular, most vulnerable to drinking heavy metal contaminated water. So now we've got lowered IQs. Who knows what other kind of diagnoses they're making on the kids in Flint, Michigan. How many ADHD drugs are they going to put them on instead of detoxifying them from heavy metal? Getting them on plumbum metallicum, the homeopathic form of lead, to help the body to excrete it, along with elevating selenium intake. Doing some detoxification remedies to support the liver and the kidneys. For God's sake, they are being devastated by these heavy metals. These kids cannot handle more. On top of the, probably the vast majority of kids in Flint are also being vaccinated with vaccines that contain heavy metals like aluminum and mercury. We're doing it to ourselves. We don't need an alien invasion. You know, there's plenty of stories about alien invasions, right? Oh, they'll tell, come in and invade us and take us over. It's like, dude, we're killing ourselves. Humanity killing humanity by adopting this insane context or concept of poisoning the planet and the, figuring that the people on it will not be impacted. And then protecting the real polluters, the real problems, under the guise of saying, well, it's about global warming. Yet there's so much corruption in the reporting of those temperatures that it isn't that. It is this. It's global intoxication, and it's specific now to the Flint River and the water coming through their pipes. And even though they switch back, they're still having residual lead coming through those pipes. Right, and they're still, as far as I know, they're still fluoridating. They're still fluoridating the idiot humans, not just in Flint, but anywhere else that say fluoridation is good because it prevents tooth decay. There's so many ways to prevent tooth decay without poisoning everybody through a mass drugging of the population, particularly vulnerable are the children. We need to get them more selenium. We need to get them on One World Way to help detoxify them. Kids love the One World Way. OneWorldWay.com. Fulvic acid. You know, whatever we can to get those metals out. Get them on chelation. Intravenous chelation if you can get it. I know that the medical associations don't support it, even though it's legitimately acknowledged as a detoxifying agent for lead poisoning. How many of the local insurance companies, health insurance, public departments are going to say, let's get these kids on chelation? Bet none. They're going to say, here, let's get them on ADHD drugs because that'll get our funding to go up. Right? Well, all right, folks. Flint, praying for you up there in Flint, Michigan. We got a question of the day, a big one. After the break, relates to drugs and kids in school.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy. And also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, just you and me this evening. Ben on the board, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Leave a message even when I'm off the air. Super Don's got a big birthday today. And he's not with us. You think, you know, on his birthday, he'd want to hang out with me, right? And go, yeah, let's do another show. But no, he goes to see Star Wars The Force Awakens and gets featured on the local CBS affiliate all the while. Super Don, love you. Happy birthday, my friend. On the waterfront, no pun intended there, Flint, Michigan, I really feel for the folks up there. This is the kind of thing, I don't care what municipal water system you're on, if you're not filtering the water coming into your home, You're just either you're not informed or you're economically so challenged that you can't even look. I'm not a Brita water fan, filter fan, but I mean the zero water is better than nothing. Out of the tap, put it in the gravity filter. But even better would be to get the Echo unit and put that on the sink so that at least you could filter out all of the garbage that's coming in, even if it were coming in from the Flint River. And you'd clean it up, and then you'd also add molecular hydrogen to it. So that'd be a great gift for anybody that lives up in Flint, Michigan now. And, of course, whole house filtration system. I mean, you know, showerhead filtration, whatever you've got to do to limit the damage and the danger coming in from municipally treated systems. Now, I recognize there's a place and is an important part of cleaning water so it's potable, as they say, or potable, depending on where you're from. But the idea of consuming chlorinated, fluoridated water, long-term, not good for your microflora, which is where the seat of your immune system is, the microbiome. And, you know, I talk about these heavy metals, and I just want to say this, because as much as I've been through in my young or midlife, from the young life to the midlife, if you're ever mystified by ailments or symptoms that don't make any sense, you can always count on mercury to have a role there, or unknown radiation sources. So if you're suffering from unknown skin rashes or conditions, you can look radiation, you can look mercury, and say, listen, let's detox a little bit. Get on a heavy metal detox formula like King Bio has them for mercury and other things, or you could take single remedies like Mercurius, but you always want to do those in conjunction with support for liver and kidneys, because anytime you're aggressively removing, shaking up the tree, so to speak, to get the lead out, it's going to put an undue burden on your excretory organs. This is also why I want you in far infrared heat saunas. That's another thing you can do in the winter months in Flint, Michigan, to detoxify, or at any time. I mean, it's in the 80s here, and I'm still doing my far infrared sauna every morning. So we're working on getting those out to you as well. So stand by for that. There's going to be new information in the new year on that. RobertScottBell.com, the place, and, of course, GCN, our syndicator in broadcast medium and radio, GCN, and, of course, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, podcast available through Epic Times and Talk Network, as well as across the pond, our friends in Great Britain, UK Health Radio. I've got one of your own scheduled for tomorrow, by the way, Christina England. She's got a big new book, devastating book, related to vaccines and the UK government. But it expands into the non-governmental organizations like the United Nations and their attempts to vaccinate all the children of planet Earth. So we've got a big show tomorrow, actually, scheduled already as I'm thinking about it. Let's see, Echo Water. You go to robertswater.com if you're not aware of that, robertswater.com. And that'll get you the Echo unit. You can download the free ebook, learn more about the science of that water releasing molecular hydrogen. Now it's time for you, the listener, to ask me a question.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Oh, how I wish Super Don were here for this one, because he's referenced in this particular question of the day. This one's coming from Dennis. And let's see. It says, Dr. Bell, on the December 16th show, the RSB show, the Three Amigos, as he's calling us, Three Amigos, RSB, Super Don, and TMB, or we say RSB, Super D, and TMB to make it easy, we're talking about a study that states the amount of dangerous drugs taken by youths continues to decline, particularly in school. You touched on it a little bit, that the youth of today are on prescription drugs. You know, it's something obviously, Dennis, you know, we've been talking about that for years, and I think there was a part two to that story we did not get to. We kind of ran out of time, so I'm glad you're writing in about this. Let's see, what does Dennis say here? Oh, you mentioned being 11 years old in 1977 when Star Wars was released, so I'm a little younger than you. When I was in school, I only knew of one person in my class who was on an RX medication, prescription drug, and that was because they were diabetic. I have been told that in some schools today there are lines daily at the school office so students can get their meds during school hours. I wonder if the dangerous drug use is down because a good portion of the student population is already on mind-altering prescription drugs, and they don't want to take another drug. In reality, I suspect the youth of today would like to know what it feels like to not have their body and mind altered by a pharmaceutical drug. Your thoughts. Thanks, Dennis. Well, I don't have to add a lot to it, but I'm the host of the show, so I probably will. And no one's here to chat with me at the moment. So, yes, indeed, what you're bringing up is significant, and it plays, let's say, a tremendous explanation, I think, where there was none in the mainstream media as to why drug use, illicit drug use, is down in schools across America. Now, they said cannabis use was basically the same. So it isn't like all the people that were doing hard drugs are now suddenly flocking to cannabis. It's like, no, cannabis use has not really changed. It's that the harder drugs are not being used because these teenagers are already on meds, or maybe they're stealing them from their parents' medicine cabinet. Where'd you learn to take drugs? I learned it from you, Dad. I learned it from you, Mom. I took drugs my entire young life, and none of them were street drugs. They were all prescribed by a doctor, filled by a pharmacist. I remember those days. Now, numerous antibiotics, painkiller drugs, from non-steroidal to steroidal drugs. We didn't have the opiates at that time. I don't believe I was on, even though I had musculoskeletal inflammatory painful conditions. Ear infections. I think, we did Tylenol with codeine, if you remember that, but that made me so nauseous I wanted to throw up. So it didn't really work for me. I just remember horrible feeling, but I had such... I remember one particular streptococcus, strep throat infection that I had. It was so brutally painful. It was like my throat was exploding on fire. And so they were trying to give me painkiller meds. I remember these things. This was my upbringing. Now, I didn't know anything about silver hydrosol growing up. I didn't know about colloidal silver. I didn't know about homeopathy. None of the things that I know that my kids know and they're benefiting from today. But the biggest reason I see, indeed, for the reduction in street drug use by school-age students is that they're all on drugs prescribed by the doctors. And that's pretty sad. As, again, another throwback to the concerns we might have for a communist takeover, right? Could it happen? Not really, because communism is not a viable economic option long-term. But we're already not on a viable economic option long-term the way we're running our country. But if we're all on drugs, we are much more susceptible to being taken over from within. And I don't mean cannabis. If everybody was on some form of cannabis, I think we would be less likely to be controlled. We'd be less likely to be inclined to produce for the overlords, so to speak. So, Dennis, you're perceptive, absolutely perceptive. And I appreciate your question and leading to dig deeper into the story we didn't have time to go deeper into. If you have a thought on that, you can call me anytime when we're live or even when we're off the air at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, or you can just leave a message by writing it in at the website at robertscottbell.com as well. That's another option for you. Now, I have the Doc of Detox coming on every Friday. We do Detoxa Fridays. And I want to let you know I'm so excited about Dr. Daryl Wolf because of the things he's doing and bringing to this show. More detoxification than ever before, particularly on an emotional level. And as I'm learning more about him, he has got an extraordinary array of teaching techniques, training tools, and things you can actually do. And we've got a new broadcast commercial that I recorded for him to help you know about it. And I want you to go to this website. We'll have it linked up in the show notes tomorrow. But if you listen to it and follow up on it, you will be richly rewarded. Give a listen to this. Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best. Unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com. All right, so remember that, folks, itioh.com. This is the place you're going to be able to get trained in things that are going to be so extraordinary, powerful, and necessary for your survival and to be able to help out your friends, your loved ones, your neighbor, your community. In the healing art, so to speak, because the collapse of Obamacare is imminent, and whatever they try to replace it with, that collapse is imminent. It's just unsustainable. So you all are gifted healers in your own right. You might think, well, that's crazy, Robert. I'm a gifted healer. Yeah, I mean, the little things that you do to interact with other humans on a human level can be healing. A look, a smile, much less a little bit of insight that you're gaining from this show and others that appear on this show. And now you have training tools available to you at itioh.com that I'm very, very excited about. So we've got a lot more healing to go here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Super Don might actually twist my arm, and we might take 2 or 3 days off around Christmas or New Year's, but you can be sure that the encore presentations are just as good as when they originally aired, because as we say, we don't require expiration dating. We don't need preservatives. We don't need additives or sweeteners. The message here is sweet enough as it is, even though occasionally it's bitter, but that's okay. It's good for your liver. It's good for your liver. So remember, Echo Water, also with molecular hydrogen, can help to bind out the bad guys, particularly the most dangerous of those free radicals in the cell, the hydroxyl radicals. The hydrogen can bind to them and just float them out like water. So the tools are here, and they're growing in a good way, in a healthy way. RobertScottBell.com. Tell your friends. Pay it forward. Have a happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, and happy Force Awakens to Super Don, because it's his happy birthday. And by the way, happy birthday to Jackson. That's Paul Barrichello's son from Echo Water. It's his birthday today as well, and he's going to see Star Wars. Maybe I'll get out there this weekend. We'll see. Back after this.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have the dollar. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before, and let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate, yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods, or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivora as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Christmas music there.
Let's
have fun. Where's the Bah Humbugs? Are there any Bah Humbuggers out there in the audience tonight? Robert Scott Bell Show wrapping it up. Super Don birthday party. He's out at The Force Awakens, and it was featured on TV there in Alexandria, Virginia, I believe it is. Not Egypt. So that's super cool. And we had a great first hour with Jonathan Ebord, Cheryl Chumley, and Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty. And great questions of the day. We're trying to catch up with all of them over the holidays here. I'll try to get to as many tomorrow as I can, but we'll be hard-pressed because we got some good stuff ready for tomorrow. But the Bah Humbug Syndrome. Scientists are looking for Christmas spirit with an MRI. I just wonder about this. I just kind of laugh and I go, is this serious? So another one of those lighthearted journal stories that is semi-serious. What do they mean? How are they going to find it with an MRI? See, this is where modern medicine, the allopathic molecular reductionist view of the world, it doesn't meet the spirit so much. You know, it's like the how do I identify the spirit, right? What happens when you die, when you have a near-death experience, or you leave your body, you come back, and they say, well, it's just neurons firing, right? There's no existence because you can't prove it, right? If somebody saw something on the other side and came back, it's just a hallucination. So why are they even trying to find Christmas spirit with an MRI? Danish researchers used an MRI to see if they could see evidence. How do they do that? I guess brain chemicals? I don't know. They're not detecting brain chemicals with MRI, but they're detecting energetic shifts in the magnetic fields through magnetic resonance imaging. Now, I talked about the dangers of detection technology in terms of X-ray scans, CAT scans, things like that, PET scans. But this is non-ionizing radiation. So it seems to be a lot less harmful, although some argue that, you know, EM fields are still going to disrupt you. But there's legitimate tools in MRIs. But to find the Christmas spirit, did they find it? It was an extremely small study. They'll admit that right away. The British Medical Journal's annual Christmas issue. And they took 10 participants who celebrated Christmas and 10 who didn't celebrate the holiday at all. It doesn't say whether they celebrated Hanukkah or anything else, because they could have been the Hanukkah spirit, but they didn't say. They had the participants fill out a questionnaire on their feelings toward Christmas and then had them look at different images including Christmas-related imagery. So they looked at Santa Claus pictures, reindeer, I don't know what they did, Christmas tree images, other pagan rituals, I don't know. Nothing real Christmassy. Did they do the manger, Jesus in a manger? I don't know. They didn't say. But after going through the scans, the researchers found that those who celebrated Christmas appeared to have a significant increase in specific neural activation in specific areas of the brain when they looked at the Christmas images over other visual images. Well, that's a little bit interesting. I mean, it's not really new. I mean, haven't they already detected brain changes, energetic changes in certain areas of the brain due to pain, due to pleasure? I mean, these things have been mapped out. But now they want specifically, is this, have we identified Christmas spirit as if it's just a bunch of neurons firing, right? This is, again, where I find fault in the medical establishment in trying to measure out on a molecular level the reality of something that exceeds and extends well beyond the physical body, a reality that science may never validate because it's divorced itself from the spiritual understanding of life. Oh, that's not scientific. It's spiritual, right? That's in the realm of just religiosity, neglecting completely to acknowledge their own religious faith in science, or scientism, or sci-fientism. And that is the worshipfulness, if you will, of what they call the scientific method, which isn't necessarily an exploration of reality based on what they claim the double-blind placebo-controlled studies are, which maybe this is not. But they claim to have found some brain activity related to those who have a happy time during the Christmas season. And listen, even if you don't celebrate it, there's plenty in life to find bah humbug moments about. Find a way to express some vitamin L and some vitamin G. You know, even if you don't celebrate. I know, like my Jewish brothers and sisters will go out and volunteer on Christmas so that those people that would normally have to work that celebrate the holiday that means a lot to them. You know, and that's kind of a mitzvah, right? Giving it forward, paying it forward, doing a nice thing, blessing. Be the blessing, right? Be the blessing. In Sanskrit, Barak Bashad, may the blessings be. Y'all, it's been a great couple of hours here. I miss my Super Don. Happy birthday, Super Don. I know you're having a great time at The Force Awakens. I'll get there eventually. Remember, no spoilers. Don't tell me what happened. I don't want to know, except that you had a great time. Thanks for being here. Tell your friends, the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty, The Robert Scott Bell Show, where the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's beta-1 3D glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point beta-glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.